good. It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's your boy 232. What's good,
everybody? The New York Dolls! And introducing our season 6 guest host.
Yes!
TV producer, writer, poet, Dominican mommy vibe. Yay. Mommy in the motherfucking Dolls house.
What's up, y'all? This is Natalie P.
Yeah.
Yes. You saw season 6, bitch.
I am crying.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
So, contrary to our past seasons where everything has always been super, extremely, very structured, our new thing for this season is That's the Dose.
Okay.
And on that note, you will be getting a dose, a literal dose of each topic.
It's all right? In the name, y'all. It's
We're
in
not
the name.
Claiming to be experts about anything. We're just giving you that dose of the topic, all right? Yes. And these episodes will now only be approximately 30 minutes. So yes. It goes by quick. There is no structure. But what there is a jar in front of all of us with a shit ton of topics inside of it. We're gonna shake it up, pull it out, and then just go.
Hey, yo, shake it up, pull it out.
Y'all nasty. Y'all so nasty. All right, so I have just... Oh, I need one of y'all to be ready with the phone. Whoever has that... whoever has that... vertical. My bad. Thank you. Whoever has the note. We all have the notes.
On, oh yeah, I got the notes. Yeah.
But Lenny has mine. So, okay. Let me know what number 12 is, Natalie.
Oh,
two is there. Two, give it to me.
Number 12. Ooh, I like 12.
That's my guy. 12 gotta be the longest one.
What's 12? We got we got 30.
We're putting it off with a bang.
We got 28 minutes.
Yo, I could do a whole TED talk on this one. You ready?
Yes.
Couples versus singles, privileges edition. Example.
Ooh.
So my mom says, well, you have it. Come on, you have the money. And I said, yes, I do, but it's depleting very quickly. And then I said, you know, if I was getting married or if I chose to have a child, I would just have to put all of the things I need up on a website and expect people to buy the things I need for me.
Yo,
that's
facts. Mm-hmm, okay.
Yo, me and my one bedroom apartment just felt this so deeply.
Yo.
I said, we don't talk about it. Why do single people have to pay for everything? Why do we get overlooked? Why do our accomplishments, our successes, our big life events not only get overlooked but completely isolated? Like, for whatever reasons, couples and future parents get the blessing of communal support. But for some reason, single people just get nothing. Like, nothing. No help, no party, no celebration. I don't get it. I know it's cultural or societal, but... And that's the end.
Okay. I'll jump that
yes,
one off.
Yes, went off.
It's the only one on the list that's a literal paragraph.
It's just a paragraph.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. I'll jump this off. So this actually came out of a conversation that me and a friend was having. And, you know, we were talking about, like, not being able to make it to, like, certain weddings in the past of friends because... The only plus ones that they allowed were spouses and partners. And if you didn't have a spouse or partner, then you had to like make it on your own, right? But that means that you're covering the entire expenses of the hotel, right, on your own. Or, you know, like
gas.
Mm-hmm. So if you have to drive, you know snacks. What I mean? It's like, it's snacks, everything, right? Everything that you would normally need somebody to help you with, or at least to like make it cheaper, right? It's like, they kind of cut that out of the equation for you. Yeah. So we were just like, that's not fair. And then we were also like, yo, like when, you know, a couple is like having, I don't know, like a baby or something like that. It's like all the gifts get sent their way, right? But it's like single people, was kind of like they get shitted on when it comes to like their like lifetime achievements because like nobody has chosen to ever, you know, like.
Be like, I own mad properties, like, can you be like, all right, great.
Right, like, did you find love?
Right, right, yeah. Right.
Let's talk about
that. Did you have a baby while getting the property?
Exactly. Yeah. Natalie, how you feel about that? You, oh like, you got some thoughts?
I got a whole dissertation. So when I started my business a couple years ago,
come on, business.
I was like, you know, I never actually ended up doing this, so this is the funny part. Because I think like, yo, I just got weird about like asking people for money, but I was like, yo, I want to do like a baby business shower. Like, you know how people do like a baby shower?
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to do like a little, like my business is a baby. It was just
born. I love that.
So I'm going to do a launch party for the business. It was a production business, which I still have.
Hello.
So I never ended up doing that opening event. So if you still want to send me money for my business.
And shout out your business. Right? If you feel comfortable.
And Polanco Productions. So it's a production company that I started basically to do my own like indie film projects, and you know, we do fundraising for films all the time. There's no such thing as a free film or free anything that involves a camera, so but like I always got weird about asking people for money, you know, and then my business is three, she's not a baby anymore, but like, you know, you still want to,
she's a toddler.
My Cash App is
we're gonna put that in the description, the Cash App, and
absolutely
the Kickstarter and everything.
Or even now, like I was just like in a kind of situation where I had to find a new apartment really quickly because like my landlord raised my rent ridiculous. So, and I wanted to live by myself, but obviously like y'all know that's
New York. Yes. Where we live at?
I found one, but it's kind of out of my budget, and I was like, yo, now I have to get stuff to put in the apartment. So I said, fuck it, you know what, this time I'm gonna actually do it. Like I'm gonna do like a registry. I'm gonna do a housewarming and like, yo, buy me some plates.
It's important.
Buy me a motherfucking vacuum filter.
Yo, give me a bath mat.
And then even the rent was like, I was like, yo, like, I don't really want a relationship, but like, can I just like live with someone like for rent reasons?
I hear that's very miserable. I heard stories of people doing that. I think we should establish here right now. Baby shower, business baby shower.
Oh, I love that.
Needs to be like a thing. And I think New York Dose, we should establish it as a thing.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we will support, and you will support us. And we're going to start one next week. We're going to create a registry tonight. Because, you know, it's season six, baby. We're trying to upgrade our equipment. Trying to give y'all the good, you know. Yes. My bad if the sound is a little crazy right now, but we're going to get that new shit next week. Yes.
It's coming, absolutely.
Listen, we're not having no babies no time soon. We're not doing no, like, yo, I had this cousin where it was like, and I love her to death if she's listening to this, but like, yo, like, she got married and had twin babies all in like a year.
Wow.
So like, you know, bridal shower, bachelorette party, wedding, pregnancy announcement, then the gender reveal, then the baby shower, then the kid first birthday. I'm like, I don't got no time for your
money.
Like, I've had enough. I'm not doing none of that. Just, you know, donate to my business, please. Thank you.
Wow. Come on. We're going to talk about it.
I'll be sending motherfuckers love. I ain't going to hold it. I'll send you love.
Yeah. Come on, this expensive love.
That's many blessings.
Yeah. Come on, this expensive
love. That's important, too.
Because after a while, bro, this shit get to hurt in my pockets, bro.
Yeah.
All that shit. Like, that thing, like, everything we're talking about, of course, we know is all capitalism. And this shit was... one not made for us. All that shit, all those big weddings, those I think
I like weddings. I don't believe in marriage, but that's a different thing.
I like weddings, but I don't like when people start doing
the most,
going to debt because of weddings.
Yeah. Or before you start
your life, you're already like together. You guys are already like in debt because of
just starting.
And people dead ass do that because of that pressure of like, it's such a big thing, like, especially here in America, where it's just like, it's a milestone. It's like, if you're not married or whatever, you're not doing much in life. So people really get sucked into that shit thinking, and it's like, you relax.
Yeah,
it's not that deep.
I guess it's like part of that American dream.
But then again, I'm also single. So it's just like, I haven't been married to no, you know, I haven't been married. married to know that feeling, because, you know, maybe in that moment it's just like, you know, you make it work. Like the feeling of like, no, I want my wedding and I want this and I want all that. And I just be like, doing too much.
I don't know. Damn. I kind of decided I'm going to get married 7 times. So
I'm trying to have one of them Drake weddings.
Not Drake.
I just need one, but I need everybody there at the same time. Let's just bang it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. I feel you.
I might put a couple repeats.
We're going to
have the same kind of wedding,
dude. Right?
Yeah, line them up,
all 32. Exactly. Not 32. Nah, that's going to be a long-ass wedding.
Nah, we're going to go through it fast, because I'm not like Catholic, and then he ain't got to read no Bible and none of that shit.
Ain't no denominations.
But you also poetic, too. You're going to have some shit.
I'm going to have words.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to have words for them personally. Like,
he'll write them each a letter.
Hello.
That's a line. We finna get the party started.
Yeah. I'll hear that.
I'm just imagining like a conga line with like all these.
Literally. That is literally what it's going to be. Are there any other places that, like, we recognize, I don't know, kind of like couple privilege, if I dare call it that?
Ooh, couple privilege. So that's a thing. I feel like that's couple a thing. Privilege.
Yeah.
Couple. Isn't it in, like, health insurance?
Oh. Well, if they're married.
Yeah, if you're married. Exactly. Or if, don't you get it, too? Like, if you're in a 10-year partnership or plus or something, like, there's an automatic.
Yeah, so there is a loophole for that shit.
Facts. Oh, yeah? What's the tea?
Not the loophole. Chill, tell us off-air. Off-air.
That's funny.
I will tell y'all off-air, because I don't know, like, all the deep, all the super details about it, but it is something that someone's told me about before. Where, like, if you're with someone for a certain amount of time, y'all can, like, register as partners. Y'all don't have to get married.
Yeah.
And you can get the same health insurance if one has
Well, but that's like, yo, there's mad tax benefits to being married. Yo, like, I'm telling, like, I was talking, so I got, you know, like, you're around, like, a man who's not your man.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Story of my life. Searching for the right.
Right? Yeah.
I got,
like, a pen pal, like.
Oh, I love that.
But he's cool. But, like, I was talking to him, we were like, yo, like, not for nothing, but, like, you know, you get, like, a lot of tax benefits when you're married. I'm like, yo, so, like, you're trying to do, like, a contract situation? Hello. Like, you know, you could cheat. It's okay.
Like, yeah. Like, this dude not got to be emotional. Like, we here to get this coin.
We here to get this coin.
Okay.
We here to save that money.
I'm telling you.
I was going to say, yo, if anybody from, like, out of the country was trying to pay me ODs, like, yo, marry this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got offered once.
I got offered. So I used to work in an immigration office. I got offered like every Tuesday.
And you know, being Dominican too is like, yo, it's the norm.
Sanky Panky over there.
I'm crying.
Yo, I've seen pictures of some of my family members, and I was dying laughing. Like, he married someone in Peru, and I was like, yo. The pictures were so crazy.
Too. I was going to do it for love.
You was going to do it for
love?
Just
in case the government. Wait, I was going to do it. Remember when my Italian babe was here? He needed to stay in the country. Longer. Yeah, so.
You better be paying that stay in the country bread.
You know.
And what happened?
I forgot how that situation got resolved, but, or I just kind of got
supported. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely, yeah.
He is spaghetti right now.
Damn.
No, but.
He is spaghetti with his new man.
Lady tramping it somewhere else.
I am crying. Yeah.
Wait. So okay. So health benefits, insurance, tax, but that's for marriage. But like, what about like couples? Like when they go in. Oh, I feel like when couples like go to restaurants and it's like their anniversary and they tell their waitress or something if she's a cool one, like they get like free something or like a dessert.
That's true. I mean, we could do that for birthday. We just gotta be lying. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do
I'm
that
thinking
so
of what else is a good
couple
privilege. I mean, just get taking it back to like the weddings, like you get an automatic plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like if you're single, you don't.
You know what? I mean, well, I don't know if this is a couple privilege, but I think this is just like having a man privilege. Mm-hmm. Like assembling furniture or just doing general like boyfriend things.
Oh yeah, or when they get you food. Oh, I love a guy that just gets me food without asking.
My My love language is acts of service. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. You gotta know. You gotta know. That's very.
It's like you coming over, but like free you gotta food. Fix my AC first.
Free food, but this is like girls, like straight. I feel like straight couples. I mean,
yeah. Well, even twice. Still, like, I feel like even if it's not gendered, like, it's just nice to have somebody to, like, do life with and just, like, help you with things.
Yeah.
So that, like kind of, like, when you're feeling overwhelmed and, like, whatever, like, yo, like, you really have to, like, think of everything and do everything by yourself right. when you're single. And that shit is exhausting.
It's very exhausting.
Exhausting.
But what about when you're ready for them to go home?
Right.
Oh, yeah. But
like, we need to.
Yo, you see, I be talking all this shit, but like, watch me get a man and be like, no, your bedroom's over there.
Yes. Very much a fan. We need separate, if it ain't separate apartments.
I like sitting in silence too, with like, I feel like that's also like a space thing too, like just sitting in the same room, but like, let's say you're doing something else and I'm doing something else, but we're in the same room and I could just look at you and be like, hey.
Yeah.
But don't talk to me right now.
Yeah. You know? Let me do my thing. Please, please, and thank you. Yeah, I'm all about that. Yeah, so I guess, I mean, and then also, like, so what are things that, like, we as single people feel like?
Ooh, you stole the thought through my head. Yeah, what's a single privilege?
Yeah, what's a single privilege?
Leaving whenever you want, whenever you're in a venue or a place.
Having your own routines. Oh, yeah. Wow, that is amazing.
Yep. Your own routine.
Starfish in the bed, like.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Or just, like, up, like, when you just, like, plan your day, like, even though, like you said, it is nice to consider other people and stuff, but it's also very nice when you just consider yourself.
Follow your own
in those moments, like, you don't have to think of, like, nothing else. Like, wait, if I go here, would I make it in time, like, to pick this up for my boo or like that? Like, where it's just, like, everything is kind of, like, about you. Like, it's selfish a little bit, but you're single, so you have
you're
to
allowed. Talk.
But it's also nice to just be like, nah, this is my day that I curated.
Right. And I also feel like, because, I mean, I've been single for years, like, at this point, but, like, and I kind of really like that. One thing I love about my life is that when you have, like, a committed relationship, you kind of close yourself off to certain new experiences and new people.
Hello.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because, oh, like, I don't want it to be perceived as cheating or, like, Or, like, even if it's not, like, on a sexual way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get taken on a nice little date to some place that I never would have thought of, or just, like, you know, like, just be more open to conversation and new experience. Because a lot of times, like, when people get, especially, like, certain, like, newer relationships, I feel like they tend to, like, hibernate into each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, like, you know, and like, I don't really have to plan. If I want to go to LA tomorrow, like, you know,
right,
I'm gonna go to LA. You know, I'm gonna, like, be like, oh, my man's gonna be upset.
But I think majority is like that, but does that also depend on, like, the type of partner you have too? Because I feel like there's also partners that are just,
it always depends on that.
Yeah, it also,
it
like,
always depends on that.
Because I feel like there's also partners who are also doing their own thing, like, let's take it to the knee along and.
Oh,
not the cheating, but, like, I had read the knee along, and what's the guy's name?
The
guy.
Yeah,
I had read, like, when she had didn't talk about, like, their relationship, and they were, like, she was saying it works because they both have great, amazing careers, and they kind of, like, do their own thing, but they still, like, you know. I know, it's a little bit too much, but you see, that's a fine line, too, where it's just, like.
Well, there's always a fine line because people have boundaries and shit like
that.
Being single, though, like, what I will say, that's like the blessing of it. I don't feel guilty ever about enforcing my own boundaries. Like, if I don't want to see you, I don't want to talk to you, I don't have to, because I have no type of, like, emotional responsibility to you, really, you know? So, yeah, that shit is lit.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, like, I don't know.
But what if
you
just love them and it doesn't feel like a responsibility?
It does, though. It's always going to feel like a responsibility.
Eventually,
Even if it's a positive responsibility.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, you know, like, oh, like, I feel protective of this person or whatever, or, like, I appreciate that this person has done XYZ for me, but then it kind of puts you in a place of, like, well, like, I do kind of owe you something now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a responsibility because of your, like, own inner moral compass.
Yeah.
It's not a responsibility because it's like,
exactly.
It's just like, for me as a person, like, who actually loves people that I love in my life, I am responsible for, like, how I interact with you and shit like that. So, like, not being in a relationship, I ain't got no fucking, that's not on me. I feel like being over here. You could be over here.
Right.
I really am, like, this is like my entire steez, like, even going back to, like, what Natalie was talking about, like, just like, I love storylines. Yeah. Like, I'm a fan of storylines, and I like storylines with, you know, like different people. And it's exciting to travel down a storyline. I traveled down a new storyline last night.
How can you balance it all?
You know, I'll talk more about that in the subscriber episode. I'll get into the tea about that. But and I don't ever want to be cut off from experiencing these storylines because new characters are fun, you know?
I feel like I get so fascinated by getting to know people. And like, also, it's not like, you know, even in like a flirty way or like a, you know, whatever. Like, I just, you know, love to, and not even just experience new people, but experience new experiences. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, as a person in a committed relationship, like, you're not going to go on some like random vacation and end up somewhere like, you know, talking to a homeless man, like, and smoking a blunt with him.
But
like,
what
you know
if what I mean? Am? Like,
I mean,
you could. I'm trying to have like a partner that I can do both like that.
I mean, yes.
That's a dream.
You don't think it exists?
It ain't too many people's realities, but that's the dream.
How about like...
The more I think about it, that whole like idea of like, I want like one specific partner to do all of these many things with...
It's crazy.
That doesn't exist in my head.
It's wild.
I have a whole bunch of shit that I want to do, but like, there's nobody else with me. It's just like a whole bunch of experiences, like she said. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm going here. It could be with this person, and I'm doing something with someone else, or I'm doing something by myself. Like that's just I don't sit there and fantasize about that. There was a time when I did, but that's also because I was with somebody.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like that's only like a product of my current situation.
Yeah.
So like whenever I'm by myself, it's just like I'm really cool. You
know? But what if this is just a product of your current situation?
But also. Whenever I'm inside of a relationship, there's this strong ass desire that hits me like halfway through to just.
I'm a cheat.
What did she say? I'm a cheat.
She's like, this is how all you niggas think. This is how y'all be thinking. Halfway through is always, I'm a cheat. No good, nothing, low down, dirty dog.
That was all impulse. That was straight impulse. I watched it happen in my face. That was all impulse. I am not a cheater.
cheater, pumpkin eater.
I'm a wholesome black man.
That's right. Go on.
Yes,
come on.
Let him know.
You better represent black men, don't cheat.
There's always this urge to like go talk to somebody else, have an experience with someone else. And like she said, that doesn't always mean sex.
No.
But that always strikes me. And then it starts lingering and I'm like, all right, fuck, I gotta get out of this.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I won't ever do anything. I'll stay there, but it's like the longer I stay there, the longer I'm hurting myself. So it's just like, it's probably cool for me to just be this solo dolo nomad ass nigga.
Hello.
No. Well, I mean, there's always open relationships too.
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
Yep.
And I mean,
those have bounds as well. I did one of those.
Those I feel like can get messy. I feel like I've been in like situationships that have just been naturally open because like, you know, we haven't wanted to like, you know, put a name to it or whatever. I love a good situationship. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm at a point where I can't have like the casual vibes no more. Like if I don't genuinely like vibe with you, like if I don't actually like, you know, like I always say like I love friends with benefits, but then y'all get excited and y'all don't
right now.
But heavy on the friends and what's the benefit?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're not an actual friend to me, I don't want to sleep with you. I don't want to like, you know.
Yeah,
cause these motherfuckers be thinking that they exist outside of the bounds and rules of friends as well, and it's like
that's a fucking good ass point to make, exactly. And if you said you stole my friend, act like it.
Yes. Act accordingly. Yes. The fuck?
Like, oh, I don't want to hit a catch feeling. Like I don't want to fucking marry you, bro. Like, I don't care. I just want to, like, you know, be seen like a person. God forbid.
Right. Stop being crazy. My friends take me out on dates.
Exactly. Hello. What do you do? Right? Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is what is the benefit? Because guys will sit there and be like, yeah, the benefit's my dick. Like, right. You know?
I love this character of the ancient nigga. I am so...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm just getting flashbacks. Because they dead ass be like that too.
No, like, they really think. And like, come on, like, you know, like, you can get that anywhere. Like, what is the benefit? And then I don't mean like anything like, oh, they gotta give you money or they gotta da 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 da. Like, right, you know, but you gotta be adding some kind of value to my life. Like,
yep.
I think the things that I see as benefits are like very, really natural to me. So I don't think of them as like anything extraordinary.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm a person who cares about people. Like, I'm genuinely going to ask you how you're doing. I'm genuinely going to give a fuck about you as a person. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't really.
So then does it stand to say that one must first examine what they even consider a benefit, you know? If it's going to change from person to person, then like you have to define what is that benefit out of said friend. You know, maybe you are the person that needs like these, like, you know, different check-ins and things like that. Or maybe you are the person that wants the money, you know, you want the coin, you know, you need a pentacle poppy. Okay. Hello.
I got a couple different friends that like require different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, I got a couple different friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo.
No, but I mean, it's true. I think that, you know, you have to really check in with yourself and understand what you want out of things. Because, like, I think for a long time in my early 20s, it was a lot of like, you know, oh, like, I hope he likes me. And now it's more like, I hope I like him. And right. Like, what about him? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
does he fit into my world a little bit more?
And like, what do I like out of a situation? Me personally, I like to learn. Like, I feel like if you're not giving nothing, like,
if you're not stimulating this or teaching me shit or giving me like even history lessons, like about, like, I learned about fucking Iran and like the war like the other day. And I was like,
like, I learned day trading from my last dude. I learned real estate from the other one. Like, what I learned.
That's what we at right now.
That's
teach
so,
me.
That's so interesting.
I'm like, about to leave me with nothing but dick and disappointment after 6 months. Come on.
I'm kind of like in the opposite bowl. I don't need to be getting like, I don't actually need to be getting anything substantial. I just need to enjoy you in the moment, whatever moments we spend together. Anything outside of that, I'm like, my life is my life and your life is your life. And if you do start to like infiltrate, like, you know, like my friend group, and like, you know, you start like popping out, like, great. That's I love that too. Like, I love mixing worlds. But like, I don't need anything from you besides you just being present when I want you present.
When I want you present.
Truth is coming out on this. This is crazy.
When I want you present.
They speaking through me. I'm channeling. Woo.
Yes. I mean, I think we're almost at the end.
Are we?
Yes. Yeah. It goes by, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I like this.
Yeah.
I love y'all yeah, out there. Like, but I like this.
Gonna be all professional.
Short and sweet. because I feel like we were talking OD. The last season. I mean, them hours and a half, almost 2 hour episodes, a lot.
I'm crying.
But
so we hope y'all enjoyed this. This is gonna be the format of the new season.
Yeah.
These are going to be your main players of the new season. Oh, we didn't even tell them that 2 is a permanent host now.
Ooh, 2 is a permanent host now.
Yeah, so.
32. And his show was popping last week.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta say that. He killed that shit.
When you subscribe to the subscriber episodes, you're here about the personal show.
Yes,
that's how it goes. And then we also have Lenny in the studio with us, our PA for today. Thank you so much, Lenny. Thank you all so much. Don't forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dose, baby.
Aye.
That's the dose. What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park,
don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train went into Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.